Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Thursday, January, or Janus the 12th of 2017, and the time is 1 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meeting. Other message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, it's got another important topic, another important, step or peg, if you will, and all of these steps are part of the purpose that leads to the principles that gives you the process that results in a procedure. So this step-by-step procedure leads to the product. The product results in, leads to prosperity. And this prosperity gives you a sense of peace. It is the inner, the over, and the understanding of this process that starts with purpose. And a part of that process is understanding how the mind works, how the uni-verse frequency wave of vibration works. This wave or this vibration is the result of what you think. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Without this under, over, and understanding, my brothers, my sisters, then we are in deep kimchi. English, my brothers and sisters, was created by the Phoenicians. So the ancient phonic or phonetics was given to us by the phony Phoenicians or Phoenix, and it reflects the cunning genie of Lucifer and his ability to manipulate the light. This cunning, the most cunning of all creatures, his creativity, his genius in the developing and the manipulation of the current, or the flow, or the currency, or the cash flow, or the ash flow, or the sea, or the route, or the trade routes of humanity, or the bent light beings. It is because of this cunningness that the entire species or race of human, if you want to use it, is under this maze, this hex, this spell. It is a hexagon. It is a hexagram. It is a hexachord. This triune hex keeps all men, Satan, Lucifer, that old dragon, the serpent, who has deceived, because he gave us our definitions, which are Phoenicians. So DEAF, D-E-A-F, Phoenicians, P-H-O-E-N-I-C-I-A-N, definitions. That, my anointed brother, my educated sister, is much what we have to over, under, and understand. Because this establishes what we think. What we think then establishes what we feel. What we feel then establishes what we see. What we see then establishes what we do from what we have. So my brothers and my sisters, without over understanding this process, it's very, 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 very important, because everybody is caught up in this process. This, again, either lack of understanding, which results in fear, or this process of understanding, which results in faith. And if you have the faith of the mustard seed, you can say unto the mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, and the mountain has to go. That means your problems. That means that this is how we overcome and override our problems. See, thoughts become things when they are given, again, feelings. Thoughts become things when they are given visualization. Thoughts become things when they are given action. But without understanding this process, my anointed brother, without understanding this process, my beautiful sister, then we get out of order. We are starting to get out of this process, this step-by-step process. Now, this is so important, brothers and sisters, because without understanding this process, we'll find ourselves in a dilemma. Now, well, let's start with the process of thoughts. Thoughts come from thought, T-H-O-T-H. So thoughts are not necessarily bad, but we have to understand how to process thoughts. The scripture tells us to bring every thought into captivity. So we're supposed to bring T-H-O-T-H. We're supposed to capture him or her or it. And we should examine him or her or it. And if it's not taking us in the direction of our diakonia, our purpose, our destiny, our mission, our position inside of the messianic or inside of the morning star administration or inside of the universe or inside of our the process, or the procedure that confirm the purpose. Again, all of this stuff is a step-by-step process, my brothers and sisters. Now, brothers, sisters, this is very, 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 very important, because this first process of thought is where everybody start off wrong. So if your thinking is wrong, your feelings is wrong, what you see is wrong, what you do is wrong, what you have is wrong. So everything starts with how we think. Now, brothers and sisters, it's so important. So let's start with, again, our thoughts. We know our thoughts come from somewhere. Your job is simply to bring it in and to examine it. That's it. That's all you got to do. And your thoughts should be examined according to the standard, because your thought is going to result in how you feel. So thoughts are the DNA of the universe. Your thoughts contain all of the information that should match up with what's inside of your DNA. So if a thought comes into your head that doesn't match up to what's inside of your DNA, that's how you know to reject the thought. So thoughts come from T-H-O-T-H. In the ancient text, he's called the Huti. They were also known as the green ones. So a thought comes into your head. The Bible says that you should be a thought inspector. So therefore, you should bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. And God, the G stands for grantor, O stands for of, D stands for destiny. So your destiny comes from God. And so the understanding, because people can tell you what, but it's very difficult for most people to tell you why and how. And so with this understanding, my brothers and sisters, we have to start from first base. Because, again, if you start off playing the wrong game, just like the Bible says, you're going to run the race, you're going to get to the finish line, but you ran the wrong race. You ran somebody else's race. And you completed somebody else's task. And you assisted somebody else on that journey. Now, brothers and sisters, it's very important that you can run the race, but you got to make sure that you run the race that you called to race, to understand. Now, brothers and sisters, this is so, so, so important because, wow, our entire being is a result of what we think. So everything that you be is what you think. And so we got to examine how we think. So my question to you is, what is the benefit of you being you? Like, what's the payoff? Like, what's the motivation? Now, you have a certain way that you think, and so your thoughts lead you to how you feel. These feelings give substance to the thoughts that helps to maintain what you visualize, what you imagine, and what you see. And since what you visualize, again, in your head, that mental image, that picture, that vision in your head, it activates creative subconscious. And because there's a mental picture in your head, this mental picture comes from what you feel. That feeling came from what you thought or what you think. And since what you think brings about what you feel, a.k.a. your emotions, and your emotion brings about what you see, a.k.a. your imagination, a.k.a. your visualization, and whatever you visualize, you activate or you do. And whatever you do is what you produce or what you have. And so when we activate the creative subconscious mind, it programs the brain to bring into it everything that you see, which is the result of what you feel, which is the result, again, of what you think. And so if you got thinking, which many of us have, you're going to result and you're going to have a stinking feeling, a stinking visualization, stinking behavior, and stinking results. Stinking meaning that it doesn't line up with the original intent. And so, again, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. So everything starts with this understanding, my brothers and sisters, of how and what you think. So your thoughts should line up with your purpose. But if you don't know what your purpose is, how are you going to examine your thoughts? Let me say that again. If you don't know what your purpose is, how do you know what your thoughts should be? So my job is to make sure that I understand my thoughts. So my thoughts are the things that establishes my entire picture frame. Now, I mentioned framing before. We're going to be discussing this with my group in 2017. So most people, they like to talk a lot, but they don't do nothing. So they form social groups, book in all these social medias, and they talk, and they talk, and they talk, and they talk, and they talk. But then how come the talking doesn't translate over into a feeling? Well, it does. So the next question is, okay, I feel like taking action, but how come I have people that I've known for 2, 2, 3, 4, 5 years. We all been talking about success. We all feel like we want success. We can even visualize success, but we never take action. We never do what successful people do. Because the thoughts of success doesn't line up with the DNA. It doesn't unfold the light inside the DNA of success. So your energy, I-N-N-E-R-G, that inner God, that conscious knows what you are designed and what you are destined to do. And it doesn't unfold until a frequency that's the same as it taps into it. So to unlock your hidden potential, let me make sure I'm crystal clear. To unlock your hidden potential, you got to expose yourself to yourself. So you have to think like Jesus said, like Yeshua said in the Bible. When it tells us we should put on the mind of Christ, let this mind be in me that was also in Christ Jesus, who was in the form of God, but he did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. That means he had the same mental disposition. So the key, my brother, the key, my sister, to you being able to move forward in your life, once you remove those hidden ruling dispositions in the form of negative behavior patterns, to be able to override them, you have to think on the same level that your light DNA, your phantom DNA, the crystal light matrix is upon. And since many of us don't know how to contact or think according to our original thought, so inside of you, God did something, the universe did something, you did something, depending on your belief. So you came from a star system, and you have to return back to that star system. You have to think along the same lines as that star system. Your blood has inside of your blood, there are crystals. So these crystals inside of your blood have to unfold. They have to light up. So inside of your blood are crystals that line up with where you're from. So your blood has these crystals, or it is crystallized. And so this crystal position inside of the blood, these crystals, and I'm not talking about sugar crystals or crystal meth or some other outside crystal. I'm talking about the cellular, on a cellular DNA level. Again, we break all this down in the series, but I'm just giving the folks that are not going to be with us just a glimpse of what we're going to be discussing. These are called microcrystals. They, again, something happens to them when the histological activation takes place inside of the body. Now, there are what is called nanocrystals. This is why you must eat on a mineral and enzyme level, because these nanocrystals that are structures inside of the bone and inside of your blood and inside of your bone marrow, they must be activated. And the only way that they're activated is through a particular sound, a particular frequency, a particular wave, a particular vibration. Without this nanocrystal, without you understanding and dealing with it on a nano scale, on a microscopic scale, your thoughts are the pathological, it is the pathological organism that results into the activation of certain secretions or substances that inhabit the crystals inside of the blood. Now, this stuff is really deep on a biological level. That's why cell sauce and all of the stuff I talk about, they go hand in hand. So as long as you don't have an original thought, you will never oscillate in your original purpose. Let me say that again. As long as you don't have an original thought, you will never oscillate or vibrate in your original purpose. brothers and sisters, this is so important that I can't even begin to express it in this format. Because on this level and at this format, there is no way we can begin to talk about how your thoughts, again, which contain the information that matches up with the frequency inside of your DNA. So without you feeling on that frequency, the crystal-like matrix inside of your DNA and inside of your blood doesn't activate the crystal-like body, meaning that you never are walking in the spirit. You are only walking in the flesh. We are not able to perceive the thought forms in our mind of our original self. If you would like to blow your cookies, just go to Google and type in thought form beings and read about form beings and what they are and what they do. So these thought form beings are a part of this universe, and you create them. And right now, you are creating the wrong thought form beings or thought forms because you're not having original thoughts. Because your thoughts are being controlled by, again, thought, T-H-O-T-H. And so a thought form is a structured interdimensional energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, that affects your energy, I-N-N-E-R-G. And it has the ability to create or to carry out a specific task because it has the ability to program you on a DNA level. So a thought form being, that was a great book written by C.W. Ledbetter back in 1900, who explains this in vivid detail about the under-open understanding of thought forms, which are concepts or ideals, which is what I talked about yesterday, which is the only thing that, again, that programs DNA. And so the Lucifer has transformed himself into an angel of light, and he's transformed his demons into ministers of righteousness. So you come in, you're attached to a thought form comes in, I should say, a thought comes into your brain, and this thought is an interdimensional entity that uses your energy and your inner chi to go in and reprogram your DNA. So you're carrying out a task. You're accomplishing a dream. You're successful in life. And at the end of the day, you're running the wrong race because that's not the real you. And how can you tell? Because you are tired. You have to take vacation. You need a sabbatical. See, what I do energizes me. The more I do it, the more energy I get. What you do depletes you. Remember what I told you before, pay close attention to the things that deflate you and pay really close attention to the things that inflate you. So if you're talking about something and your energy is being depleted, that's how you know you've been a thought form entity is programming you. However, if you're fortunate enough to have an original thought, that's going to result in some original feelings, that's going to visualize an original picture, that's going to empower some original actions, you will have and manifest some original results. And then, my brothers and my sisters, the thing that's missing is original thoughts. It is my job in 2017 to ensure that you are vibrating and you're oscillating on your original thoughts. And how do we know your original thoughts? Because you can do it all day, every day, nonstop. The only time you stop is when you got to sleep, when you got to eat, or and when you got to, you know, have a bowel movement. Other than that, you had to rock and roll. Because you're not depleted because of the frequency. Have you ever seen the figure eight? Have you ever seen the infinity sign? Have you noticed that a circle has no beginning and no ending? You know, the reason they call the infinity sign, because it goes on to infinity. That's what you are. So if you are an eternal being is they go nonstop all day, every day. They are programmed to feed off their thing that they do. So the more they do something, the more they feed. So there is no loss of energy. On Earth, the only thing, what is the best conductive material on Earth? What is the most superconductive, the thing that has the most conductivity? Gold. Gold is G-O-L-D. So gold is G-O-D, God, with a L, loosened bar, in it. That's why gold, monatomic gold, white powder gold, is the thing that activates all of your DNA and it activates all of the brain. That's what the knuckleheads in the movie Lucy and the movie Limitless, that's what they're talking about. In the Bible, it's called manna. That's why God fed the people in the desert manna, because they can go all day, every day. Why? It activates 100% of the DNA and the brain. But what is it? It's O-R-M-E-S, O-R-M-U-S. That's another study for another time. People think that you got to go out and take it. They don't know that their body can actually produce it. And since we don't know, then therefore we are without understanding. And since you don't have original thoughts, we do not have original feelings. Therefore, we do not have an original vision. And if we don't have an original vision, we don't have no original behavior. And if we don't have no original behaviors, then we don't manifest original results. And all of this goes back to what I said before, the definition, which I challenge you. I challenge you to go to Google, type in thought form or thought forms, and read it. I challenge you. I challenge you to read it for yourself. Thought form. It is an interdimensional entity. An interdimensional energy takes over your energy. So E-N-E-R-G-Y, it comes from T-H-O-T-H. It comes from thought. He is the G, the little G of this dimension. So every thought that comes into your brain comes from T-H-O-T-H. So your job is to go outside this dimension because he's interdimensional. So you got to be interdimensional. That's why Yahushua said, hey, I'm not from this dimension. I'm just passing through. If I was of this dimension, then my angels would come down and they would fight for me. That's why the Bible says you are a pilgrim, brother. You're a pilgrim, sister, passing through. But you're getting all your ideas from this dimension because you're getting all your ideas from T-H-O-T-H. And you got to get all of your ideas from the Father of Light. So if you can understand, a thought form, again, is a concept. And the definition of the word, again, when it says in the beginning in John 1:1, in the beginning was God. I mean, in the beginning was the word. The word, that means concept or an ideal. The hoodie. The hoodie in the original text means green one. Green one means Dagon. It means Draco. It means the dragon race. It means the God of the South that it talks about in Job 38. And so if you take orders from him, you produce him. We are not, at least I'm not taking orders from the green ones. So every thought form, which is an interdimensional energy, E-N-E-R-G-Y, that taps into your energy, I-N-N-E-R-G, that controls, again, your chi, and that controls, again, your prana and your pneuma and the ruach, and that controls what you do, which controls what you have. And so this is the only thing, according to all of the ancient texts, that has the ability to program light beings. Because they tap into your genius. Because like I said before, at the beginning of this series, today's show, Lucifer is a genius. Genius means genie. Genie means gin. J-I-N-N. You want to borrow your cookies? Look at that one. Go to dictionary.com. Look at the dictionary.com. Look at the definition of a gin. J-I-N-N. My brothers and my sisters, this is what I am doing in 2017. Thoughts give substance to your feelings. Feelings give concrete color to your visions. Visions empower your actions. Actions results in what you own. If you do not take or do what the Bible says and bring every thought into captivity and see if it is granting or taking you in the direction of your God-given destiny, because you've been predestined by the big G, but the little G is overriding your overriding your destiny with thoughts. So every thought that comes into your head comes from the hoodie. So the hoodie is the green one. And the green one is, again, we call it loose and far. That's what Jesus said. You are of your father, the devil. And the works that of your father, the devil, you do. So why did Jesus call them? And they said, no, we are the descendants of Adam. I mean, Abraham. Abraham is our father. Jesus said, no, Abraham is not your father. The devil is your father. That's the hoodie. That's the green one. That's the Dracos. That's the lizard and the dragon people. They won this dimension. So you got to be interdimensional, brother. You have to be interdimensional, sister. That's what I am. I get all of my thoughts. Every thought that's sent into my head, I bring it into captivity, that the Bible says. Let me close with this scripture. I'm getting too excited. I'm going to start, you know, getting wound up. And y'all don't want me to get wound up. Trust me. So the Bible tells us to do something. It says bring every Yehudi into captivity. Every thought. Let's go quickly over to 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's start with verse 4. Let me make sure you understand what I'm doing and why what I do is so effective, and you cannot and you will not be, you're successful. I'm not saying you're not successful, but you're going to continue to stay on that level. You will not go to a higher level in the area of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. It's impossible. The only way that you can, again, be transformed instead of conformed, right now you've conformed to the level that you're at. And you're happy. You make $100,000 a year. You got a great husband. You got a great family. Life is good. But you conformed. You're inside the box. Don't believe me? Stop doing what you're doing. Watch how your marriage crumbles. Stop doing what you're doing. I mean, be original. Like that feeling, that thing that you have inside you that you really want to do. Now, you're doing the job, but what do you really want to do? See, how do I know? Remember what I said. All I do is I look how people respond energetically to me. If I walk into a room and people are not excited to see me, those are not my people. If I walk into a job and I'm not excited, if my energy level does not increase, pay attention, brother. Pay attention, sister, to the things that increase your energy and decrease your energy. That's God telling you, get the hell up out of here. Stay here. Pay attention because it's not free. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4 says this. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 4. The weapons of our warfare are not weapons of this world. Let me read that one in the King Jimmy. I like the way King Jimmy says it, even though I don't like King Jimmy. He got this right, or at least Shakespeare, who wrote it, got it right. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds. Now the Bible says this, no man can go into a man's house, brain, unless he first binds. Again, bring into captivity the strong man, a.k.a. your thoughts, a neurological network. What am I doing in 2017? What am I doing in 2017? Bringing the strong man, those strongholds, those imaginations into bondage. We're going to tie them suckers up. We're going to choke the life out of them and kick them out your brain. That's what I'm doing in 2017. Then look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 says, casting down imaginations. Oh, well, yeah, what is that called? That's called visualization, what you see, my brother. So how do you see? You get that from what you feel, your emotions. Where you get your emotions from? Your emotions is the entity that's from this interdimension. His name is Thoth, T-H-O-T-H. That fool you got to get rid of. So every thought that you had is not an original. It came from T-H-O-T-H. It came from the hoodie. It came from the green one. How do I know? How do I know? Because it's not elevating you. You're not doing it in love. You're not skipping when you go to work, brother. You ain't skipping when you come home. You ain't floating. You ain't on cloud nine. You ain't in a dream world. You're not walking around like you drugged out. You're not living your life in a state of ecstasy because you're not attached to the original thought. The original thought. So the Bible says we got to overthrow that dude. We got to overthrow that argument. We got to destroy it. Let me read it to you in the New Living Translation. Then I'm trying to finish, man. The New Living Translation says we destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. Whoa, that is your I-N-N-E-R-G, your inner God. from knowing God. We capture these rebellious thoughts, and we teach them to obey Christ, Christen, Colostrium. I don't know if you understand. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, bringing into captivity every thought, because thoughts lead to feelings. Feelings lead to visualization. Visualization leads to chemicalization, the ability to take action. You want to know why you can't do what you want to do? Like I said, man, everybody I know, they're in groups. They get together and they talk. I formed at least five different groups over the last 5 years. You know what we did? We got together and we talked. Nobody did shiznits. We just talked and we just talked and we just talked and we just talked. They're still talking. You can spend your whole life talking, because the brain thinks talking and doing is the same thing. But it's not, because you don't go to the fifth element. Doing and having. So everybody can talk. Everybody can have a thought. Cool. That's awesome. You can even have a feeling. Oh, Brother Will, I feel about you, man. Everybody feels. You can even see. You can even visualize. You can have an imagination. But guess what? You ain't going to do nothing, and therefore you ain't going to have nothing. Why? Because it's not an original thought. That thought does not give you the power to override that strong man, that imagination in your head that says, shit, I sit down. You can only make $10 an hour, dude. Don't believe me? If you don't believe me, any area of your life, step outside your box. What you making $100,000, $200,000 a year? Okay, try to make $300,000. Just think about it. Just think about making more money than you are right now. Watch how you feel. Watch what comes up to your brain. First thing coming to your brain is you're not qualified. You got to get more education. Your brain will not allow you to step outside your box in any of the four areas that I deal with: wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Why? What y'all here? You think I'm doing? Why do you think I'm doing today's show? It's the same thing that my brain is telling me. Because the thoughts are the DNA of the universe. Thoughts contain the information that gives birth to the unfolding of the light that's inside of your DNA. But thought forms have taken the place of original thoughts. And so now you have a thought form, because Lucifer has transformed himself into an angel of light, into an angel of thought. So now his thoughts is what you're coming. You are of your father, the devil. How? How do I know that? Because the works of the father, the devil, you do. What is the works of Lucifer? Lying, stealing, cheating, you know, masquerade. No results, no love, no joy, no peace, no gentleness, no meekness, no self-control. Yeah, those are the results of the spirit. Just look at people's fruit, brother. I know a lot of good people. I love them to death. They're good people. But unfortunately, everything they're doing is not original. How do I know? Because I'm looking at their eyes. I don't see no fire when they talk about selling somebody else's product. They talk about this, that, and the other, but I don't see that fire, man. I don't see that fire when they talk about it. I don't see the passion. I don't see the enthusiasm. I don't see in theos. I don't see God in you. So I put the God in it. I don't know about you, my brothers and sisters. I went and I've decided in 2017 I'm going to live my life with radical faith and with radical enthusiasm and with mind-shattering, earth-blowing, cookie-removing actions, because I am going to think for myself, and I'm going to make sure that my thoughts line up with my purpose and my DNA and the reason why I'm here on this planet. And that is going to make me feel something. It's going to remove that entity that's inside of me, and it's going to replace him with my energy, my I-N-N-E-R-G. My energy then is going to activate my E-N-E-R-G-Y. And the activation of my energy is going to empower what I see. And what I see in my head when I close my eyes in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships, what I see then is going to empower me to take massive action. And no matter what my limited beliefs is, it's going to blast a hole in it. And I'm going to have so much energy because of my inner chi is on fire. And like Bruce Lee, I can punch at you without touching you, and the force from that punch will knock you on your butt without me even touching you. Because of the enthusiasm, I've been enthused with God. And that massive action that I'm taking is going to manifest and is going to result in massive action in the form of massive wealth, massive health, massive wisdom, and massive relationships. Why? Because I have original thoughts now. My thoughts doesn't come from the hoodie any longer. My thoughts come from the Father of Lights, brother, the Father of Light, sister, whom Lucifer is. That's why he's the light bringer. He's the light bearer, because the Father of Light. So you can worship the light. You can worship the guy who brings you what the Father said, or you can worship the Father. So I just bypassed Lucifer, and I went directly to the Father of Lights that it talks about in James chapter 3. Who's the Father of Light, brother? Who's the Father of Light, sister? Now, better stop hanging out with these little G's, because those little G's are replacing, they're replacing your energy. So your the reason that you can't take action, the reason why everybody sit around there and talk, they like to, you know, do all of this group, co-mingling, ain't nobody doing shitness, but everybody sitting around talking, because their I-N-N-E-R-G, their energy, has been replaced. And somebody else now is controlling their E-N-E-R-G-Y. They ain't got no energy to do what I'm asking them to do. Now, they got the energy to fulfill somebody else's dream. Remember, where purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable. If you have no dream of your own, you have to fulfill somebody else's. My brother, my sister, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seems firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up, like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Doesn't matter, you better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you mean. can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.